Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Sorry about being late. I know I've been late lately, and I'm very sorry about that. The reason is because I'm a brand new cat owner, and the cat knocked over my computer. Didn't knock me offline, thank God, but the cat jumped on my desk and knocked over the water, the coffee, and the computer. And I'm realizing they're a different kind of animal. They remind me of a chick, to be honest with you. If you don't give them the attention they want, they'll make sure they get it. You know what I'm saying? So that just happened right now, and he's down there biting my feet. And I've never owned a cat in my life. This is very brand new to me, and I don't know. I'm a dog person. I've had dogs my whole life, so this is brand new. But it's a learning experience. It's a learning experience. Oh my gosh. So everyone that knows that does not know, it's Striker. Striker was I rescued Striker from the street. Cars were going over him. He was in two-lane traffic. Barely being missed by vehicles that were going 50 to 65 miles an hour, in a very busy type of like intersection. And he was just a little tiny thing like this. And he was curled in a ball, and I got him. I scooped him up like a shortstop. Threw him in my car. He bit my hand, thus the name Striker. So now Striker is now busy biting my feet. He bites my feet now. So that's where I'm at with this, folks. Anyway, blackout. I think so. I think that's where we're headed. And I've talked to a few people about this. That's the only option these people are going to have because they're trying to stay ahead of the media, the propaganda, which I'm going to give details in right now. So much information, the floodgates have been opened that they're going to have no choice but to pull the plug. And the Democrats will be the one. I don't know, and I have to ask this as a question. I hate doing this. Will they be the ones that call in, I don't know, like military or something? I mean, what's going to happen here? It's just inquiring minds want to know. Folks, you can Venmo me D-Rod 1977, D-ROD 1977. I appreciate the super chat. I appreciate everything you all do for me. You guys keep me sober. 4 years sober, going on 4 years, 1 month. Someone told me in here to watch the movie Home Run. I did. I watched it last night. It's a great movie. It's about a guy, good-looking guy that is like a baseball, pro baseball player. It's kind of a low-budget movie, but I get the point. It's a good movie. It's a feel-good movie. I think the acting could have been better, but other than that, it was still a good movie. And I watched about 70% of it till I turned it off because I saw where it was going. I was like, it's a good movie. But anyway. So when the lights go out on Amazon, when the lights go out on Amazon, folks, leave an honest review. I'm gonna write a second book. I just don't know when. The Mexican Mix, eh? Yeah. Mexican mix. That's my mom and my dad right there. My dad is the filthy Mexican. My mom's the white woman, the white girl that goes slumming with the Mexican. All right, folks. Noble Gold, get your Noble Gold. I'm going to run through this really quick, and we're going to talk about a blackout. Global financial storms might be raging, but thousands of investors in precious metals with Noble Gold investments are smiling. They're smiling. They know that whatever happens, their investments will be safe from turmoil. We're all going to be taking a big bite of this shit sandwich, by the way. Protect your savings from market volatility. Did I say that right? Volatility with a Noble Gold Investments IRA and claim your free gold booyah coin. Talk to Noble Gold Investments expert today, and they'll talk you through your options. And if you qualify, they'll guide you through the whole process. Call 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Today, and take control of your financial future or visit noblegoldinvestments.com now. The link is down below and get started in buying some gold. You're going to have it on you, from my understanding. During the transitional process, from what I've talked to with Juan and other people, gold and cash will be king for a time being. So you're gonna want to get your gold. Spotify Nino's Corner, Telegram Nino's Corner, Getter Nino's Corner, Rumble Nino's Corner. You like how I fluctuate my voice? True Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. I put the Fox segment up there. I've been on Fox News now twice. It's been pretty cool. It's a cool little experience. You know, I only get the phone call a couple hours before. Twitter is Nino Boxer. PatriotWear.com, Bing right there. Get your gear. The shirt that I wore on Fox News, it's up there right now. Trump with the cigarette in his mouth and the sunglasses, it's up there right now. Nino's Corner.tv is fire. This is what I got going on Nino's Corner.tv. This is good stuff. SGN on, up right now. Kathy O'Brien is coming on today talking about MKUltra with The Ghost. I'm going to have both of them on at once. We're having a roundtable orgy. It's going to be good. We're going to be talking about super soldiers, the war that's happening right now, the fifth generation war, and how important it is to control consciousness. I also have Jason Shurka coming on today. I have Alpha Warrior and Juanito coming on. I have, and this is big too, another roundtable that'll be on Nino's Corner.tv from Josh Decentralized Media, the Shaman, the Capital Shaman, and Daniel Goodwin regarding J6. I also have Mike King coming on. I got Gene Ho coming on. I got Mel K coming on. Ben Fulford coming on. Folks, this is going to be a epic year. 2024 is for the books. I'm going to make it a big year on Nino's Corner.tv. All you need to know right there. So, folks, you might want to turn it down or turn it up. Turn it down or turn it up. Did you guys see me on Fox again? That's pretty cool, huh? I like Jesse Waters. Jesse Waters is I like his little shit-eating grin every time I'm on. He's just kind of like he's enjoying it. He's a cool dude. I like Jesse. Jesse Waters, you're A-OK in my book. And the whole Fox production team over there, like when I get on there and they set me up or whatever, they're all very nice people. They're all very nice people. You might want to turn it down or turn it up, whatever your little heart desires. Okay, everybody, here we go. Coming at you live from the apocalypse, folks. Yeah, baby, let's fucking go. Oh, boy, that David, he's going to have an aneurysm. We're just going to watch him drop dead right on camera one of these days. He looks so constipated. Oh, man. So anyway, you guys hearing about these stories? I posted a few of them on Twitter, on Twatter, or on X. But I still call it Twitter. About these aliens in Miami. I don't rule anything out. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've heard that these giants are coming back. I've heard that I've heard a lot of things, man, that you would not believe in private discussions. But that it was going to mainly be after 2027 when this gets released to the public and a lot of stuff. But supposedly, allegedly, there was these 8 to 9 foot tall beings just casually walking around the mall. And people were freaking out. And every time someone tried to film them, their cameras would go wackadoo, wackadoodle-doo. And have you guys heard about this? Now, I don't know if it's real or not. There's no footage on this. So supposedly the cameras would go wacky whenever someone would try to. Also, a whole bunch of the entire police force of Miami showed up to the mall. I don't know if this is real. But it's entertaining to say the least. I don't know. Do you guys know? Do you guys know about this? Yes, 50 to 60 police cars, huh? Now that's news. False. Yeah, exactly. Like, what are these? See, folks, we are living in some strange times. Really strange times. I haven't heard. No, listen. Yes, I know it's crazy. I admit it's so crazy. Oh, you're so crazy. You're talking about aliens. They bet there's no aliens, okay? We are alone. But what are they? What are the aliens? Are they, I don't know, what are they? Fallen angels, Nephilim? What are these things? What are these aliens? Huh. I did over 100 police. See, you guys know what I'm talking about. The Grays. 11-3-21. All right, folks. Distractions are needed. Blackout coming because they're not going to be able to control the narrative much longer. So they're going to pull the plug. In which that letter in the alphabet always talks about, right? Can't say the letter. So I'm going to play mine a little bit here. And you guys got to pick up what I'm laying down. So now it's here. With that infamous list that's surfacing now. And by the way, I'm going to give you an example of how they're misleading the population. Americans on the list, by the way. I'm going to give you an example of this. They're trying their hardest, folks. They know they're in trouble. So evil will get more desperate. So it's about to get really desperate right now. It's about to get bananas. We are in it now. The shit storm has begun. There's aliens at the mall. What the fuck is going on? I just want my life back. I want to go back. You know what? After this, I want to go back to... Why do I feel like this is never going to end? Why do I feel like this will never end? It does feel like that. It feels like, oh, it's going to be over. We're all going to celebrate victory and have our cups runneth over, and then we're all going to go back to our lives. I don't think so. I don't think that's going to happen. I think this is an ongoing conflict, war, that's not going to stop. So I'm hedging my bets that things will go nuclear. That's where I'm hedging my bets personally. If y'all want to bet with me, that's fine. That on top of a blackout. Let me repeat that again. A blackout. That must happen to reset the system. If you get anything from this broadcast, reset, chicka chicka chicka, reset, chicka chicka, reset the system. Has to happen. But will it be us or them? That's the question. Who's going to reset it? So what are we likely to see this year? I'm going to say, what are we likely to see this year? A lot more aliens. mass shootings. That'll pick up. A lot of propaganda. A lot of confusing propaganda. You're not going to know who to believe because now that they can't control that avenue anymore, they're going to really make it messy for all of us. More scandals on Mr. T. That's coming. A lot more. It's going to get so ridiculous and so confusing because that's what they're planning to do, is confuse and divide everybody, that you're not going to know where to turn for info. You're not going to know what to believe. You're going to think it's all a bunch of bullshit. That's what's coming this year. So I got a text from a friend in San Diego, and I want to bring this to your attention. But remember, as that list comes out, they're going to try to implicate even good people into that list. And I'm going to explain that in a second. But from a friend in San Diego, my friends in San Diego are reporting, and this is a text to me. My friends in San Diego are reporting that Chinese fighting age males, troops, they look like troops, are in groups and walking around the streets close to the border. Thank you, Lucia Robertson. And even stop to ask a resident for a glass of water. Can anybody in San Diego confirm this? Can anybody in San Diego confirm this? This is happening next to the border. Male troops in groups are walking around this. Let me know if there is anything out there that's out of the ordinary. Folks, keep your eyes and ears peeled. I had a friend contact me today. He's not really in the know of what's going on. He's kind of, I would label him as a normie, but he's starting to get more curious. He's one of my best friends. And I really give him props for trying to understand what's going on. But it really raised some alarm. It sounded some alarm bell for me because, you know, he's a smart kid, but he's not paying attention like we are. He's just kind of like out of the loop and he's, you know, whatever. He sent me a text today and said, bro, can you believe this? With an article from USA Today. And I looked at it and I go, what's this guy talking? Mr. T's on the list, bro. Mr. T's on the list. What are you talking about? All these guys are corrupt. All these guys. And I said, calm down. Let me see what you're looking at. Headline from USA Today. This is what I'm talking about. Confusing propaganda. So headline from USA Today. And all you got to do is just read the headline. That's all you got to do. Read the headline. Because a lot of dumb people or people that don't like to research or whatever will read this headline and jump to assumptions, okay? Kind of like that guy that I put on. That's a good one. I should have said that. Talk about jumping to assumptions. The guy in the court that jumped over the thing and attacked the judge. I did a video on that. You guys go watch it. That's called literally jumping to assumptions. So it says, Clinton and Mr. T are named in the Jeffrey documents. No wrongdoing alleged. So they put this on USA Today headline. So if you're a regular person and you see this, you're going to see it and go, whoa, Clinton and Mr. T are named on this, but no wrongdoing. So they're lumped in together. So automatically you think, both of them are together. They both went on the plane. Oh, but no wrongdoing. So then you lump Clinton into the no wrongdoing, but you still dismiss it as, and most people just read headlines, folks. They don't read articles. So Clinton and Mr. T are named in the Jeffrey Epps documents. No wrongdoing alleged. No wrong. What do you mean no wrong? Whoa. What do you mean no wrongdoing alleged? What are you talking about? So see what they're doing here, folks? And I don't want to read this any further, but do you see how they're playing the game? The MSM is playing the game. Give me a thumbs up if you see where I'm going with this, please. Please give me a thumbs up if you see where I'm going with this. Yeah, okay. I have a smart group of people here. Good. I like how some of you put yellow thumbs up, white, black, Mexican, Chinese. Are the yellow the Chinese? Just kidding. I'm just playing with you. All right. So here's the new scandal that's hitting all the airwaves, all the publications, because they got to do something to take heat away from what? The list. So Mr. T received millions of dollars from foreign governments while president, House Democrats alleged. Thank you, Sherry Sanders. Former president Mr. T unconstitutionally profited from the presidency during his tenure in the White House, reaping millions of dollars for his business empire from foreign governments, House Democrats alleged in an extensive report. Sounds like another Russia, Russia, Russia. Another J6 going after Mr. T. Remember, folks, they got to take the heat off them. So Democrats on the House Oversight Committee released a 156-page report Thursday morning, accusing Mr. T of exploiting the presidency to financially benefit himself and members of his family. More horseshit. More garbage. Mr. T's businesses, according to the report, received at least $7.8 million from corrupt and authoritarian governments, including China, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar. Just throwing whatever they can at the wall, all the shit on the wall to see what sticks. So move over, Russia, 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 and J6. I'm really interested in this J6 roundtable I'm going to have because I think it's going to be, I got the shaman. He's going to hold like a prayer or a seance or something like that at the Capitol that day, and then he's going to jump on with us. It's going to be interesting. That's all I can say. It's going to be interesting. Oh, the cat. The cat. He likes to bite on my feet. Yes. Ouch. Ouch. Stop it. Why is he biting my feet? Why is he doing this right now? By the way, Megyn Kelly, if you've seen Megyn Kelly, saying we may be hearing from Jeffrey Epstein soon. Soon enough, really? Why would she say something like that? So the plot thickens. The plot thickens, doesn't it, folks? My question is, who is he working for? Is he alive? Those are my questions. Yeah, I know. My cat is nuts. And the one that we really need to be paying attention to, by the way, is McAfee. McAfee. That's the one we need to be paying attention to. Just throwing that out there for you. Stop it. So North Korea issues ominous warning, folks. InfoWarrior 10. Thank you. Thank you. Hold the line, Patriots. Thank you, InfoWarrior. So let's talk about nuclear for a second. North Korea issues ominous warning about nuclear strike this year. Not next year, this year. So North Korea has issued an ominous warning about the highest risk of clashes this year between the totalitarian state and its neighbor to the south, which could end in a nuclear strike, according to South Korean media. Yonhap News, Yonhap News Agency, a major media outlet in Seoul, South Carolina, reported on Thursday that North Korean media condemned recent army artillery exercises and naval firing drills and exercises. The Korean Central News Agency, KCNA, the state news agency of North Korea, said the exercises are self-destructed and called South Korea's warmongers, according to Yonhap. So there will be the highest risk of clashes this year as invading forces such as the United States and Japan will crawl into the peninsula under the South Korean puppets group plea and active cooperation, and they will likely stage an unprecedented provocative war moves such as a nuclear strike. South Korea's recent military exercises, which included naval exercises involving warships and aircraft, were conducted to strengthen its defense posture against North Korea's potential something like that. So, North Korea media warned that if South Korea continues its military exercises, it will face the most painful moments they cannot even imagine. Here we go. And what have we said? And I keep saying this, and it's like beating a dead horse because I know a lot of you are like, it's the same thing with this guy. He keeps talking about the same thing. Folks, this is where it's going. I don't care what other media outlets are telling you. I don't give a shit at all because this is where it's supposed to go. Both sides need this to happen. And as unbelievable as it may sound, which I think to a lot of you, it's probably not that unbelievable. But as unbelievable as this sounds, it's going that direction. But that's when the magic's supposed to happen, by the way. Doomsday. What could drive Israel and Iran to start launching nuclear weapons? Listen, folks, they're all going in on this. They're all going in. Although Israel's Gaza war is most visibly being waged against Hamas, the ultimate adversary is Iran. If Israel's counterterrorism efforts should sometime bring into direct confrontation with Iran, the result could be an immediate escalation between these two adversary states. Now think about all the ships out in the Red Sea in the Mediterranean right now. Sitting ducks. Sitting ducks. What's going to happen? What do you all think? It's just going to take one instant. FF, if you know what I'm saying, FF. For Israel, a country smaller than Lake Michigan, nuclear weapons and strategy remain essential to national survival. Israel's traditional policy of deliberate nuclear ambiguity, or the bomb in the basement, goes back to its early days. During the 1950s, Prime Minister David Ben-Gurion understood the need for a dramatic equalizer against larger and more populous regional enemies. Today, facing a reluctant and soon-to-be nuclear Iran. Now, why would Iran be soon to be nuclear? Who gave them the money? That's right. You guessed it. We did. A lot of money. A lot of taxpayers' dollars. Mr. O. You know who Mr. O is. The key objective of such needed changes would be credible nuclear deterrence, the goal that will now require selective nuclear disclosure. Though ironic and counterintuitive, Iran will need to be convinced that Israel's nuclear arms are not too destructive for actual use. I smell a standoff coming. We're already in a standoff. But now you got North Korea. We're coming in because we're very sneaky and I like to play with my toys. North Korea, South Korea. You are there too. Israel, Hamas, Ukraine, Russia. Are we not already in World War III? Wasn't this something that Mr. T was supposed to do? Isn't that what the Democrats say? That, if he was in office, he'd start World War III. Where are we right now? How bad is the economy right now? Guess what, folks? It's about to get much worse. But as it gets worse, the best days of America are soon to be. And I'm telling you that right now, this is going to be a bad time for a period of time. For a while. And then, see, folks, I got to come on here and I got to be bells and whistles and I got to make it sound scary, because it is. It is scary. But I have no doubt in my mind at all. We pull out of this, we pull the plane from the nosedive, and America takes off to the biggest and brightest days ever. And if there's anything you get from this broadcast, is that a lot of scary things are going to happen, but we do pull out of this. We pull the reins back. We pull the reins back. So if you see me, I know I'm like this on my broadcast all the time. It's, guys, doomsday Dave. I'm not. I'm just telling you, it's going to seem that way. Then we pull out of it. Do you get it? Middle East crisis tension spreads as U.S. says it carried out strike in Baghdad. Hezbollah reports Israel attack in Lebanon. U.S. military says it carried out strike in Baghdad. The U.S. military has carried out a strike in Baghdad against an Iraqi militia leader. It blames for attacks against U.S. forces in the country, killing him and another person, a U.S. official told Reuters on Thursday. The U.S. official, who spoke on condition of anonymity, said the strike hit a vehicle in Baghdad. It targeted a leader of Harakat Ahrar-Nusra, the official said, without naming the person. I just named him. Police sources and eyewitnesses have said a drone had fired at least two rockets at a building in eastern Baghdad used by the Iraqi militia group. We will retaliate and make the Americans regret carrying out this aggression. Reuters reports and local Iraqi militia commander said the U.S. has 900 troops deployed in Syria right now. 900 troops. And 2,500 in Iraq, which it claims are there to prevent a resurgence of Islamic State militias. In recent days, the U.S. has also attacked Yemen's Iran-backed Houthis after the Yemenis forces carried out attacks on shipping near the Red Sea, which they claimed had links to Israel. Russia moves forward with plans to buy Iranian ballistic missiles. So Russia is planning to buy short-range ballistic missiles from Iran, a step that would enhance Moscow's ability to target Ukraine's infrastructure at a critical moment in the conflict, U.S. officials said. Moscow plans have provoked deep concern within the Biden administration and come as support wanes in Congress for continued U.S. military assistance for Ukraine. Lawmakers have yet to pass a bill that would provide additional funding for Ukraine. Looks like old Vladimir Zelensky is in trouble. You're in trouble, buddy, aren't you? Getting nervous? Yeah, I know everyone's getting nervous right now. And I gotta say, folks, as this list makes its surfaces, they're gonna say, oh, fuck it. Looks like we need to unplug. It looks like we need to go dark because there's just no other option. Get what I'm saying? That's what we're pushing them into. That's what we're pushing them into. Do I make sense? I hope I make sense. Behind the scenes, the vice grips are closing. Morning. It's not morning. Apparently, there's a Chinese military right here in Canada. Really? Zelensky is sending guys with downs on. All right. So, is this. Now, pay close attention. We have a low attendance today, don't we? Can you guys please share and like this video? Like, take a second and like it and then share it out to your Telegram, to your Twitter. Anywhere, just put it out there, and let's get this moving. Let's get it moving. So the remedy for darkness, and when I said a blackout, I got to bring the remedy. I got to bring the solution, right? You guys want to hear a solution, right? Well, look no further than Starlink. So Starlink launches first cell phone towers in space. I don't know if I trust this. I saw his last launch. And it looks like it didn't go too well, unless it went through the firmament. That's up for debate. Because it looked like, okay, so I won't even go into that right now. But I don't know. Anyway, SpaceX last night launched its first of six Starlink satellites that will provide cellular transmission for customers of T-Mobile. Why T-Mobile? And other carriers. SpaceX said it launched 21 satellites overall, including the first six Starlink satellites with direct-to-cell capabilities that enable mobile network operators around the world to provide seamless global access to texting, calling, and browsing wherever you may be on land, lakes, or coastal waters without changing hardware or firmware. The enhanced Starlink satellites have an advanced modem that acts as a cell phone tower in space, eliminating dead zones with network integration similar to a standard roaming partner, the company said. So, you know that they handed Congress a lot of satellite phones. Congress has satellite phones, and now it looks like it's time for Starlink. Tell cell phone towers in space. So are they giving us a little hint right here that we may need these cell phones? Is this the remedy to the darkness? Besides T-Mobile in the U.S., several carriers in other countries have signed up to use the direct-to-cell satellites. SpaceX said to other carriers are Rogers in Canada, KDDI in Japan, Optus in Australia, 1NZ in New Zealand, Salt in Switzerland, and Entel in Chile and Peru. While SpaceX CEO Elon Musk wrote that satellites will allow for mobile phone connectivity wherever on Earth, he also described a significant bandwidth limit. Note, this only supports 7 MB per beam and the beams are very big. So while this is a great solution for locations with no cellular connectivity, it is not meaningful competitive with existing terrestrial cellular networks, Musgrove. I got a feeling you're going to need one of these. Are y'all getting what I'm saying? Give me a thumbs up if you do. I may get a T-Mobile phone as well. I may have to go get one. I have AT&T right now. I'm not real happy with them, but I feel like if this is where it's going, I'll have to talk to the ghost about this today because he's on with Starlink. I'm going to have the ghost on with Kathy O'Brien today talking about some deep, dark, and heavy shit. Okay, heavy, heavy shit today. And I'm bringing two of them, two OGs on ninoscorner.tv. Yeah, and T-Mobile, does T-Mobile suck? I can't imagine anything being as bad as AT&T. Just being honest. Verizon is the best. Yeah, I know. Verizon is the best. I think Verizon. Do you know that I used to have Cricket? Do you guys know what Cricket is? When I was boxing, they're like, hey, we want to sponsor you. Come with Cricket. I was like, all right, sounds great. And so they sponsored me. And let me tell you, everything is this. Everything that's what you get, what you pay for. Let's just put it that way, which it was free. Okay. So imagine how terrible Cricket is. It worked so well. I heard Cricket. So, all right. The real Achilles heel medical devices could be hacked next. So medical devices could be hacked next. So if you have elderly parents, elderly grandparents that are on, you know, people with diabetes, whatever, health issues, beware. You saw the last video I did on red meat and water. Well, let's talk about health devices, medical devices. Amid growing cybersecurity threats to healthcare facilities, federal officials and health systems are turning their attention to potential vulnerabilities hiding in plain sight in hospital rooms, centers, and even patients' homes, medical devices. So are medical devices going to be targeted as well? Why it matters. Hackers have especially targeted health systems for their valuable troves of patient data, and in some cases have temporarily knocked systems offline, disrupting patient care. But there are also a range of medical devices such as MRIs, ventilators, and pacemakers. My dad has a pacemaker, by the way. That are potential targets, particularly when it comes to aging devices with outdated software. I think my dad has been sliced and diced more than any human being I know. He's like a robot. He's got metal, pacemakers, fake arteries. I mean, the guy's just put together like the Tin Man. So driving in the news, a government watchdog last month called for the Food and Drug Administration, which oversees medical devices, and the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency to improve coordination on cybersecurity of medical devices, a recommendation both agencies agreed with. So if you know anything about Space Force, Space Force deals, which what Mr. T put in place, Space Force deals with what? You guessed it, cyber. I'm sure it deals with some outer space as well. But then again, why are aliens visiting us unless they're already here and they've been underground this whole time, just waiting to resurface? Is that what's going on? You guys believe the alien thing? You guys believe that there was aliens in Miami? Maybe they wanted a tan. Maybe they wanted to go to the beach. Maybe their lightly shaded gray skin needed some sunlight. Did you guys like my little fox bit I did on Biden? You can't fry an egg twice. I don't know where I come up with this stuff. You know that... that Fox News called me, they just called me like 3 hours before going on. They're like, can you make it? I'm like, I guess so. I haven't prepared, but I'm off the cuff. They give me an idea what we're going to talk about, but I don't know where they're going to go with anything. It's fun though. It's been fun. I don't care for cats. They seem sneaky like a Democrat. All right. Mr. T and DeSantis zone in on Haley with just 11 days until Iowa. Why are these people still here? That's the only question I have. Why are you still here? It's kind of like the it's kind of like the people at the bar, like when you're trying to clean up and like put all the bottles away, clean up the bar, and there's like those people that are still lingering around trying to look for some ass. That's what DeSantis and you know who reminds me of. Like they're still just lingering around looking for a piece of ass at the bar, and you're like, dude, we're closed. You got to go home. You got to go home now. We're closed. It's like, you got to go. Look for something outside. It's like they're still hanging around. Why are you here? Why? I have questions. Oh. Let's talk about stocks. Stocks. Now, Bo Pony, I need to have you on because I guess we had a good little December surge and now it's falling again. So I don't know. So bad start to 2024 has forecasters on edge. When the S&P 500 drops in January, its average returns for the rest of the year shrink. So stocks are off to a bumpy start in the early days of 2024. Proponents of the January barometer are hoping for a turnaround because they believe the market's performance in the first month of the year sets the tone for the rest. Major indexes have pulled back in the first two sessions after ending in 2023 with the bang. The S&P 500 is down 1.4% and the Dow Industrial Average has declined 0.7%. The NASDAQ Composite has dropped 2.8%, its worst slant to a year since 2005. So it's a worst since 2005. The big tech stocks that propelled the index's furious rally to end 2023 have reversed course, which investors beginning to fret about when and just how far interest rates might fall. Apple shares, for example, have slid 4.3% to start the year, while Tesla has dropped 4% and NVIDIA has decreased 3.9%. Two companies will attempt the first U.S. moon landing since the Apollo missions a half century ago. Cape Canaveral, Florida, China, and India scored moon landings while Russia and Japan and Israel ended up in the lunar trash heap. Did they really score moon landings, though? Did they really? Did you all watch the moon landing from India? Because to me, it looked like it looked like Battlefield Galactica on Atari. Ooh, it looked like they were playing an Atari game. I'm just saying, I didn't buy it. I looked at that and I was like, I don't know. It looks like Battlefield Galactica on Atari. Are you sure you guys aren't playing Atari in the control room? Or I wonder, do they just like put these images up on the screen and everyone goes, oh my God, we made it to the moon. We made it to the moon. We are in the moon. We are in the moon, baby. Oh, oh, oh. We made it to the moon. Oh, yes. Now two private companies are hustling to get the U.S. back in the game more than five decades after the Apollo program ended. It's part of the NASA-supported effort to kickstart commercial moon deliveries as the space agency focuses on getting astronauts back there. I'm going to tell you right now, you got to convince me that we went there in the first place. I don't buy it. That's just my opinion. I don't think we went to the fucking moon. Sorry, okay? And I still don't think we're going. Oh, we went through the Van Allen belt. The Van Allen belt. Oh, no, you didn't. It's an Atari. That was Atari. I know what I was looking at. Battlefield Galactica. But there's aliens at the mall in Miami. So that's where we're living at right now. Aliens at the, folks, you don't need to go to outer space to see aliens. They're at the mall in Miami. Battlefield Galactica. Oh, they'll believe it, believe me. They will believe it. Oh. Exploding toilet. at Dunkin' in Florida left customer filthy and injured. You guys want to hear something fucked up? So one time my buddy, we had an idea, and I used to hang out with some really big dudes, man. We were all pretty big guys, you know, football players, baseball players. And one time my friend needed to take a shit, and there was a porta potty, and we're all, dude, just go in the porta potty. He's like, I got to go, man. He ran in there, you know, and shut the door, and we're all looking at each other like, bright idea. And let's fucking tip it. Let's tip it over. Let's tip it over. So while he was in there, we started shaking it. And he's like, oh, man, stop. Stop that, man. I'm taking shit. And we're ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. And then the next thing you know, it's like you can hear the sloshing of the crap. And then my buddy Art and me, the guy that was in there was named Jeff. Anyway, we look at each other like, let's do it. Boom, bong, bing, bong. Like you're going to try to tip over a vending machine for the candy bar. So we're doing that with a porta potty. And then the next thing you know, boom, and the shit goes everywhere. And you hear my friend screaming at the top of his lungs because shit. Oh, my God. He got out of there and he was covered in feces and piss. And he couldn't do anything because just a day in the life, folks, a day in the life. Yeah, that really did happen. And, I don't think he ever talked to us again to think of it because I never saw. Yeah, I think that was the last we heard of him. Anyway, exploding toilet at Dunkin' in Florida left customer filthy and injured. Lawsuit says Paul Karukic, I don't know if that's how you say his name, is seeking over $100,000, claiming he suffered severe and long-term. I would go for more than $100,000. You could get some serious diseases when you have feces all over your body. But some people are into that. I don't know. Charming, so $100,000, claiming he suffered severe and long-term injuries after the explosion of a toilet in the men's room at Dunkin'. Is it Dunkin' Donuts? Is that what it is? I'm just asking. Location in Winter Park, Orlando, Florida. A customer has filed a negligence lawsuit against Dunkin', claiming he was injured by an exploding toilet at one of the coffee chain's locations in Central Florida. Paul Karukic is seeking more than $100,000 in a lawsuit filed Wednesday in state court in Orlando, claiming he suffered severe and long-term injuries following an explosion in the toilet in a men's room at the Dunkin' location in Winter Park, Florida, a year ago. After the explosion left Cornell covered in human feces, urine, and debris. How does a toilet explode? He walked out of the men's room seeking help from workers and the store's manager, according to the lawsuit. An employee told him that they were aware of the problem with the toilet, since there had been previous incidences. The lawsuit says without diving any further into the subject. So the lawsuit's character suffered bodily injury and he was required mental health care. He needed mental health care and counseling since the incident. I wouldn't admit it. If you all were a victim of an exploding toilet and you walked out, it reminds me of that part, Jim Carrey in Ace Ventura, when he walks out, he goes, woo! The water sprays out of his pocket. That's kind of what it reminds me of. That's a shitty situation. Hermano Blanco. Britney Spears. I'll never return to the music industry, ever. I'm not doing it. So Britney Spears has said she will never return to the music industry after rumors she was planning to return to the studio service last week. Have you guys seen her Instagram? Have you guys seen her Instagram? The pop star was responding to claims in the U.S. media that she was lining up songwriters for a 10th studio album. Just so we're clear, most of the news is trash, the singer wrote on Instagram. They keep saying I'm turning to random people to do an album, a new album. I will never return to the music industry. Some outlets have suggested that Julia Michaels and Charlie XCX has been tapped up as collaborators, but Spears has added that She only wrote music for fun and also revealed that she had written more than 20 songs for other people over the past 2 years. I'm a ghostwriter, she says. I'm a ghostwriter, and I honestly enjoy it that way. So the way I see, have you guys seen her Instagram? I mean, she sits there and twirls knives and twirls knives, does little twirls, throws knives. It's insanity. If you guys go to this, if you guys see her Instagram, it's almost like she's locked in the house and she can't get out. I mean, it's as mean as that sounds, and she's bored out of her fucking mind. Or she's just batshit crazy. I don't know. But if you go to her Instagram, it's quite entertaining, I must say. Let's get to what the fuck news, shall we? And what the fuck news? And what the fuck news? This is crazy. This is actually. I don't like riding subways. I don't like riding trains, especially now with all the derailments. At least 24 injured after New York City subway trains collide, derail. Service disruptions expected through the morning. So at least 24 people were hurt and hundreds were evacuated after two subway trains collided on the Upper West Side Thursday afternoon, causing both to derail, officials said. How does this even happen? A northbound one train with up to 500 passengers was pulling out of the 96th Street station shortly after 3 p.m. when it collided with another disabling one train and both derailed, police sources said. It's off the table, is it? Brother, it's off the table. Thanks, Harold Keith. Folks, I think, the cat is biting. You guys want to see my cat? Come here. Ah, he's under the table. He hides under the table and he chews on my feet. Why do you do that? Why do you make these broadcasts so hard for me? My little kitten. All right. So the disabled train was being worked on due to vandalism after someone went through the train pulling the emergency brake cords in several cars, MTA officials said. Four MTA workers were on board trying to reset the brakes at the time, but no customers. Officials confirmed that at least 24 people suffered major injuries and were taken to local hospitals. Fortunately, nobody was seriously injured, but they suffered major injuries. I don't know what that means. The injuries that were sustained were consistent with low-speed train derailment. The passenger train, which did not completely exit the station, was evacuated via the station platform, officials said. About 300 to 400 additional passengers were also evacuated from a train that was not involved but struck behind the collision after power was shut down. The passengers got off through the train that derailed, officials said. Whew. Always love to see puss. Oh, never mind. Your mind's in the gutter. Your mind's in the gutter, friend. Paul, let's put Paul on blast here. Where is that? Was it Paul Larson? White light, hey, Nino. Chris, fear the Red Pines plan. Tweedle, why were there two trains on the same? That's what I'm wondering. Harbor, everyone give thumbs up to my moderators. Bro, interview. I've reached out to Liz Croken. Liz Croken's strange. You know, she's reached out to me. I respond, and then I reach out to her. She doesn't respond. It's like cat and mouse. So I've reached out to her. If it's not Brittany on her IG, then who is it? Kitty is so pretty. So I think I'm going to do a little, whoever shares my video the most and can prove it, I'm going to give you a cash reward. Whoever likes and shares my video, I'm going to give a first and second and third place to. We're trying to figure it out right now. But if you can prove where you share my videos on Telegram, take screenshots of it and send it to Nino's Corner 77. ninoscorner77@gmail. Whoever shares it the most to the biggest platforms, I'm going to give you $1,000 cash. How's that sound? So a first, second, and third place. So you got to send it to ninoscorner77@gmail. And I'm going to do $1,000 for first place, $500 for second, and I'm going to do, I don't know, let's say $150 for third. So send it to ninoscorner77@gmail. I want to see who shared my, I want to see if I get an uptick in subs. And whoever sent it, whoever screenshots the most and sends it out the most, first place gets 1,000, second gets 500. Let me write this down. 150. All right, first, second, and third. First, 1,000, second, $500. Third, $150. So let's start with that. And if this works, I'll do this again and I'll up the tally. And we'll do even a bigger cash prize the next time. But for now, $1,000 the first prize, first place, second, $500, third, $150. Whoever shares my video and likes it the most and is able to give me a boost in my subscribers, you're going to get a cash reward. $1,000. Third should be $250. Okay, we'll make third $250. All right, hey, yo, my math is bad. Third is $250. Third is $250. I like that. I like it a lot. Third is $250, and second $500, and first is $1,000. Send it to ninoscorner77@gmail. We'll look through it and see who shares the most, who likes the most, who's and screenshot where you're posting these videos in group message or Telegrams or Twitters, whatever. And first, second, and third place will be handsomely rewarded. So thank you, folks. I'm out of here. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting, yeah! And the black sheep of broadcasting, baby. All right, folks. Let's see who wins. I'll announce the winner in 2 weeks.